There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
/20/15 and Ken/Molly/Doug are here.
Yay!
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I wonder if we should have the big voiced announcer, Kara, do the top 10 reasons David Letterman is on the front page of USA Today. Today. Kenny gives us lots of information on what's going on, and I think that, frankly, a lot of people are going to be talking about his leaving. Some people are happy about it because they don't like him. Some people say he represents the old, and we need to bring in the new. He has been a very successful, no matter how you slice it, this guy's had success in his career since he was in his early 20s. He was a weatherman with Jane Pauley on a station in Indianapolis. I think he actually started on a radio station, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny. He was on a station outside of Indianapolis, then went into Indianapolis, then quickly got a job as a weatherman because he was glib. That hairdo and his laugh and his foolish way of being. And then, as they say, the rest is history. He did a lot of different things. But mostly he's done talk. He had a daytime talk show. But mostly he's been on at night. So, Kara, if you have, unless you want to play the big voice announcer, Molly, you can do that, actually.
I don't think I have the big voice announcer.
You don't have to. All you have to do is say number. All right, so Kara has it. So go ahead, Kara.
Number 10.
The number 10 reason that David Letterman is on the front page of USA Today today is that we couldn't get tickets for his last show last night. Or tonight. No, tonight's his last show. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Era has a big voice.
Mm-hmm. Number 9.
Interview with Oprah fell through.
Number 8.
Photos of guys from Indiana always sell well.
Number 7.
Hoping the print edition will go viral.
Number 6.
Paul Schaefer insisted, if you know what we mean.
Number 5.
Investigation into rigged stupid pet tricks not yet ready.
Number 4.
Confused, we thought Dave played Don Draper on Mad Men.
Number 3.
Getting ready in case he joins presidential race.
Number 2.
Hoping Dave will loan us his radar detector.
Number 1.
David Letterman is on the front page because he has changed television. So there's a little inside. How many people know why number 2, hoping Dave will loan us his radar detector? Do you know why that is there?
I do not know.
No. He lives outside. He lives in southern Connecticut and drives a Porsche. And he has been stopped for speeding at least 10 times on that highway, to the point where he obviously got the lesson or made the memo from the police. I don't know why he didn't lose his license, frankly, because he has been.
And he's driving a. Is it Porsche or Porsche?
Is it Porsche, or I guess it depends on who you talk to.
Okay.
I don't really. I've always said Porsche. What do you say, Kenny?
I say Porsche.
No. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
I talk to car people, and they always correct me.
Yeah.
They tell me it's Porsche. Anyway.
Other than that, only other people news today that probably has some, well, there's a couple of different things. There's always something about Mrs. Clinton, one way or another. What's up? What's down with her? It was sad yesterday. I think we all had a moment of silence because Bristol Palin's marriage to Dakota Meyer was put off.
Yeah.
Or not put off. It was set
called
for
off.
Next week. It's been canceled. No.
Announcement made by Sarah.
On her Facebook page, or was it Twitter?
I think it was Facebook.
Really? Kenny, do we get ramifications of that on our social media pages? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day?
Not really, because we haven't talked about it much.
Really? Yeah.
We opened the show with it yesterday,
I'm pretty sure we would get the hashtag who cares.
I think we probably. That's. I think you're right about that. All right, so Molly's all hot about the call, the recall. This is an airbag recall that expands to, what, 33, 34 million different cars. So why don't we... This was something that Takata, the company that is in focus, was in trouble for last year. Wasn't it last year that all this started?
They've been in trouble for quite some time, actually. A lot of these airbags exploding, blowing shrapnel on the driver. This has been going on for a long time, but Takata's been denying over and over and over again. And, yeah, there were hearings called on it last year, but now one in four cars in the United States are being recalled. Ooh. Takata's finally... saying, yeah, maybe something needs to be done here.
All right, so how do we know if one in four, does that include my car, your car, Kenny's car? Which cars are included in that list?
Well, there was a huge recall before, as you know, and there are ways to check on this. It might be better to put it up on the website, because the NHTSA has recommended you can enter your VIN number in a certain site, and it will tell you whether your car is involved in this. I mean, it's 34 million vehicles, and the list is very, very long. I don't know that you want me to go through the entire thing right now.
No, probably not. That's okay. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but there are ways now that you can check and see if your vehicle is involved in this, and it's just horrible that Takata has refused to acknowledge this for so long. People have had, you know, there have been deaths, there have been five deaths. People have had their eyes taken out, their bodies scarred from this.
Well, but that's the traditional way in Japan. It's not honorable to own up to something. That's the old Japanese tradition, is it not?
Well, we're not in Japan. They're selling them in the U.S.
I know, but they're a Japanese company, so they use the Japanese philosophy, if you will. That may or may not be the case, but it's interesting to speculate, which is what we do a lot of here.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Email to Ken or to Molly or Doug at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day and Quitter at Quitter. Good, Doug. There we go. Kind of psychological thing is that. Twitter at DougStefan.com. A cruise ship has run aground again. We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99. Offer valid on SKU 645929 in store and online. It's 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains, May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Let's talk about 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So this Norwegian Dawn, a big ship, a lot of people on it, temporarily ran aground as it left Bermuda. So what's the update on that, Mal?
It's been freed.
It is free again.
Yes.
Free again.
It was stuck for about 6.5 hours, mm-hmm. and then basically the tide came in.
So why did it went into the wrong? It's not like this is the first time the ship has been in Bermuda's harbor. So why?
It ran aground on a reef.
Yeah. The reef just got there.
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yes.
Really?
It sprung up out of nowhere.
I see.
And that's how it, not a lot of details on it so far.
Apparently.
They did say, though, that there was a temporary malfunction, not wardrobe malfunction, steering malfunction in the mm-hmm. system. So it got slightly off course.
So that's it lost its power and then wasn't controllable.
Well, if you're simplifying it, that's another way to put it, yes.
Thank you. I like to get to the bottom. I like to simplify things.
Yeah.
And so now, speaking of simple ways of getting to the bottom line, is there another way of looking at what happened over the weekend in Ramadi other than a huge windfall for ISIS? ISIS has managed to get dozens of U.S. tanks, armored personnel carriers, artillery pieces, guns, everything the Iraqi troops had now belongs to ISIS. So we are once again in a situation where U.S. military hardware and equipment is being used against Americans or American allies. And that is because we haven't dug in, we haven't done anything to do away with these people.
What would you have the U.S. do? Because I know you said that you would not have ground troops there.
I think I would be continually bombing wherever we thought that they were. Anybody had any significant intel that suggested these guys were here, there, wherever it is. We have plenty of firepower in the Middle East. Get these boobs in the Middle East who are supposedly our allies off their butt. We've given them plenty of planes, plenty of ammunition. It's not like there isn't enough to go around. And just keep banging all day, every day, consistently. Just pound away. The naysayers to that would say, well, you know, you've got a lot of innocent people who are going to get killed. Well, a lot of innocent people have already been killed. How many more innocent people are going to be killed while we sit with our fingers underneath our butt? It's now do something time. It was now do something time a month ago. It was now do something time 4 months ago. It was now do something time last year. Time to do something. And what to do is, I'm not a militarist, obviously, and I'm not a strategist, but there's a certain amount of common sense that seems to me ought to be in play here. Yes, no, maybe. And if you don't want to put troops on the ground and nothing else is responding, then you the bombing, the carpet bombing, whatever they do, that's what they did in Vietnam. They just kept bombing. And we didn't win in Vietnam either. Maybe that's not...
Yeah, you might want to use another point of reference there.
Well, but you know what I mean. Just to add it. Otherwise, these people just keep growing and growing and growing and growing and doing and doing and doing.
But hasn't the strategy been to, this is not our fight, let the people in the region fight them? When they, you know, drop their drawers and run away, that's not terribly helpful.
You know, if you look at Afghanistan, we've been there for, 10 years, the longest war we've ever been involved in. And the Taliban is still standing. There is $5 billion a year or more that's spent by America to help the Afghanistani forces to fight the Taliban, and that's not doing any good either. So maybe we just get out. That's the other side. That's another option, right?
Could be.
Yeah. All right. 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, trying to find alternatives to fix things.
Ouch! My back!
back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Today at DougStephan.com from the Louisville Leopard Percussionists, performing ensemble of 65 student musicians from the ages of 7 to 12 living in and around Louisville. The video is their performance of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. It's not a new video, but it's in the news because Ozzy just saw it and sent the group $10,000. He was so blown away after seeing these children playing this unique version of his song, he sent him 10 grand. Story at DougStephan.com. Let's listen.
You'll remember about 2 months ago, this is the same group of kids where their viral video had over 4 million views when they did Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. And Jimmy Page saw
really?
It and shared it on his Facebook page.
Really?
It's the same group of kids.
Wow.
So whoever this music teacher is,
yeah, smart.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I love him.
Right. Very cool. Yeah. The Ozzy says, my whole family and my fans loved your rendition of Crazy Train. And so, let's see, there are 60 youngsters here, 48 different schools in the Louisville area. They're called the Louisville Leopards. Isn't that neat? Good for them. Yeah, you're right, Richie. And this is the kind of music program, you know, this is another thing that drives me nuts about our public education system and how we've cut and curbed and whittled out the things that were so good. It isn't just learning math and science and English and history, but these kinds of things need to be mentored, they need to be underscored, they need to be found. What are your children good at? Are they good at math? Well,
trombone.
What are they? Can you be good at math and also playing the trombone?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
That was the greatest thing about college for me. I can't tell you I got tons out of it because I was working already, so I had that experience. But the greatest thing about college was that I discovered. I loved art history.
Yeah.
You discover things about yourself, and I think that's such a huge part of education. Aside, yeah. I mean, obviously, math and English is important, but come on.
My son is in the fifth grade.
So losing.
And he's in the band. He plays trombone, and we had their first concert the other day.
Yeah.
And they all just started in September. We were impressed. I mean, they were great. Now, my son also takes private lessons because you only get one school class, one music class per week. But I'll tell you, the Fairfax County, Virginia has a good music program. The high school kid across the street has been touring the country because he plays drums. And
that's what you need to do. Fostering that sort of thing is very important. All right, let's turn the page at DougStephan.com to the biggest appreciation. One of the great musicians. We talked about Stevie Wonder the other day because it was his birthday. And now, today we acknowledge this is the number one song in 1973.
You are the sunshine of my life.
One of the great, great pop songs of all time.
Genius.
Listen to the lyrics. You are the sunshine of my life, so I'll always be around you. You are the apple of my eye.
Forever you stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning.
The beginning, yes. Why not? Start it all over again. Jennifer is good as that. She doesn't start it all over again with the same person. Anyway, so this was number one during this week in 1973. Third number one song for him in his earlier years. Fingertips Part 2, Superstition. And then the career goes on and on and on. What a great, great, great source of pleasure. Listening to that music is nothing but pure pleasure, I think. 20 and a half the hour on Good Day.
Rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Check Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Available at the First Aid aisle at Walmart.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Stephen's Good Day. I'm Ken Kessler, along with Molly Page. And Doug is around somewhere. We seem to have lost touch with him, but hopefully he will be back momentarily.
I think he's getting a mani-pedi.
It's a little early in the morning for that.
Well, he likes to get an early start, be a well-groomed man walking into the world.
That's true. One update. We were talking about the airbag recall, huge historic recall, and I put up on a Facebook page, after your suggestion, Molly, a link to the safercar.gov website where you can then key in your vehicle identification number.
You know, what an amazing world we live in. Technology is such...
Yeah.
I'm busy here doing my work, and I completely lost track of time. I'm on my iPad. I'm looking at the computer. I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. So, did we come back with I Like Chinese even?
No, actually, Kenny was updating the listeners on where they can find information on if their car is involved in the recall, the Takata airbag recall, and it's he's got a posted on the Facebook page, Kenny?
Yeah. If you just go to Facebook.
Go ahead.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's right at the top. You just click on that. It's at the top story on there right now. Click on that. You can go enter your VIN and see if you're part of the recall.
And the VIN number, does everybody know where a VIN number is located?
In the windshield, the driver's side windshield.
Yeah, or it's on your car's registration. Yeah. Very, very, very long number. But
easy.
You can type it in there. And then you can also check to see, because there's been a recall before, and then this is the new recall that's just been announced for more cars. So you can check the updates, because they're rolling them out continuously. So what's on there today might change. More cars might be added to that tomorrow and over the next few days.
36 after the hour. It's 24 before the new hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Molly Page, Ken Kessler. How about we take a trip to China? I know that there are a lot of people who love when we are focused on the Chinese. They want to hear this. Crank it up, Kara.
They only come up to your knees.
Every time I hear that, you're going to chuckle. It's so silly. All right, here's the story. A couple of Chinese professors working as engineers here in our country, among six accused by the feds of economic espionage. This, by the way, is underscored. The problem is underscored because it appears that they've been paid by the Chinese government to steal technology developed by two U.S. companies. How long are we going to put up with this? This is, we're kissing and hugging the Chinese, and yet at every turn they're screwing us 87 ways from Sunday. These are a couple of profs from University of Southern California. They got trade secret information designed in part to limit interference in mobile phone reception and other devices as part of an effort to benefit universities and companies controlled by the Chinese government. So I could go through the list of who the professors are. It wouldn't make any difference. Wouldn't pronounce the names correctly anyway. But the indictment suggests that these two met during their doctoral studies in electrical engineering at USC. The two of them conducted research related to the acoustic technology that was funded by the U.S. Defense Department. So why... I guess I would, if in fact their project was funded by the federal government, think about it this way. Here we are giving the Chinese the opportunity to screw us over by paying for a study in which they're doing the work on our stuff and they're sending it back to their government. Do you understand what I'm saying here? How ludicrous this is? Why would we not check these two out to the nines so that we know whether or not they are reliable or whether they're trustworthy or whatever before we give them the information that is pretty sensitive stuff here? And then they're working on a project that would make us less vulnerable, and then they give the information to their country, so now that makes us more vulnerable. Understand? Nobody understands. Who understands?
Kenny gets it.
Yeah, I think they get it.
All right, anyway, it is under the circumstances. The FBI says these two ripped off radio frequency technology that they'd helped U.S. companies to develop. And so there are all kinds of schemes. We know that. All countries are spying on other countries. That seems to be the rule here. That's the way espionage is done in 2015. It just seems to me like there's no... we give a couple of Chinese kids who then become professors, but in the course of their research, they are being paid. The research is paid for by our government. They're doing the research, and they send the information that they're gleaning to the Chinese government. Nice job. If you can get it, then you can get it if you try.
So we're hacked by Russia.
Yeah.
And in this case, there's no evidence of hacking, but just insider theft.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, there's nobody. It's not suggested that it was being used. Mm-hmm. It's just suggested that they gave it to the Chinese to have. So is that A-okay? Then they haven't used it, so I guess it's all right. Not all right with me. All right, so let's go to Waco and the latest. The latest intel here is that the dispute started over a gang member's foot being run over by a bike from the other gang. Is that basically, there are all kinds of things floating around here. This was a long time coming, and it's probably not the most accurate. It's just sort of one of those silly things when you think about it, except it's not silly because all these people are dead and arrested and hurt. So you have anything more on that, Mal?
Well, yeah, that is what they're saying, that somebody ran over somebody's foot. But, of course, that's not, like you said, what it's really about. What this is really about is territory and a turf war and two rival gangs, one, the Bandidos, that have been in the area for a long time, and this other gang that has, from what reports are saying, and I know you hate when I say that, but, you know, since we are not actually... Well, we're not actually talking to the folks in these gangs, so we're hearing things second, third hand. But the Cossacks motorcycle group have been wearing rockers, which is the part on the bottom of the vest that you see, their leather vests. They have words on them that say Texas. And this has really been the Bandidos' turf for a long time. So that's where a lot of the conflict seems to be coming from. But both of these gangs run guns. Bandidos are really international, as are the Hells Angels. Mm-hmm. And this is a conflict between these groups that just kind of imploded at that spot.
Mm. There you go. That's one of the most, I think... in terms of stories that people are following, isn't this the one that has one of the three or four that has the most interest? If you look at trending, isn't this still one of those trending stories, Kenny?
Yes, it is. Yep.
All right, 888-302-3684. It's the Doug Gooday program. Mrs. Clinton and her emails. Yesterday, we were talking about the suggestion that all of the, 35,000 or 50,000 or however many emails there were,
55,000 pages.
How many?
55,000 pages.
55,000, okay. So there are 55,000 pages of material, and the suggestion was that it would take until next January to vet them all so that they could be released. But in the meantime, there's a court case that was pending to get at them now, and the judge says what, Molly?
The federal judge rejected the State Department's proposal to release the emails by next January. Judge instead ordered the agency to conduct a rolling production of the records in the meantime in order basically to release them as they're read. Read them, release.
If we today, if they read a dozen of them, tomorrow they get released.
You know, I don't think it's going to roll out quite that quickly.
Mm. No.
In the next few days? That would just be my guess. But Hillary is saying she wants them out.
Right. Guess what Hillary wants.
What?
Under some circumstances, anyway.
Oh.
So who thinks that's a... It's time. You know what? I'm tired of talking about this. Kenny, the Patriots say now they are not going to appeal. I am. I'm tired of it.
What was that, 2 minutes?
Yeah, enough.
But awesome. That was really in and out, Doug.
Yeah, that's right. Enough. So Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, says they're not going to appeal. I thought they were going to appeal. So why did they change their mind?
Brady is appealing.
But the team
but
will
the Patriots,
not. So,
right.
So Kraft can't say to Brady, don't appeal. Because it's his skin, or it's his fine, or it's his time off of the team.
Right.
So he would be on his own. Without, is he not being supported by the Patriots, or is it just that's the way the system works?
That's really just how it works, because there were different penalties. There was the suspension that was directly to Tom Brady, and then there was the fine for the Patriots and the loss of draft picks.
Got it. All right, in a moment, what city is on track to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour? That's next. Speaking of 15s, it's 15 before the hour here on Good Day.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, Doug's good day, 12 before the hour. What city, Molly? This is sounding like a quiz. This is quiz time on Good Day. What city, or maybe we could make this a Jeopardy, but if I give you the answer, then you already have the question, so that's not much fun either.
Yeah, good point.
So you and I are both connected to the city that will be raising their minimum wage to $15 an hour if the law gets approval, which this whole thing, and this drives me, this kind of stuff, government interference in business is just bad business. But anyway, what's going on in this city? What city are we talking about for $24.13? What city, that's the prize money, what city are we talking about, Molly?
I'm digging the money. Los Angeles.
Yep, City of Angels. So this is not something you'd be surprised to hear about Los Angeles, but how does it, where the average pay would be then $31,200 at $15 an hour, the median is $48,000 or $49,000, or has it gone up over 50 now, Kenny? I'm trying to remember what, but the poverty level is the thing that they're always looking at. I think the poverty level is 34.5, if I'm not mistaken. Do I have the numbers right or close to right? Seems to me that those numbers
about right.
Yeah. Right now, the minimum wage, $9 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your base. Pay taxes on that. Mm. And, I mean, really? How do you, do anything
job.
With that
That's
money?
That's how you do it. You just get another job.
Okay, but...
That's how it works. That's the way America is.
Things are different now. These jobs...
Why are they different?
Well, because these jobs that pay minimum wage, let's say it's at a fast food restaurant or at a Walmart or something like that, or at a Target, these are jobs that... I mean, I had these jobs when I was in high school. I worked at a Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. I lived at home. I didn't have a lot of expenses. This was, you know,
that's
extra money.
That's not my problem. I don't, that's not, that's the problem of the person who is doing the job. If you don't want the job at that pay, then you go find a job that pays you better.
Yeah, there aren't always those jobs left anymore.
Not, but that's not my fault. That's not the fault of the company that you're working for. This is artificially inflating. This is social engineering. This is ruining the base of where we... I mean, there are a lot of things that have happened over the years that needed to have attention. That's why unions came into effect. But at some point, you got to say, wait a minute, how much interference can the government do in running a country that's supposedly based on capitalism? 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
I should apologize to everyone for my behavior over the last 6 months. I have, as you know, been somewhat down in the mouth.
Well, there's an understatement. There are dead people on Better Form.
You got away.
One of the neatest chick flicks. This is Shania Twain singing You've Got Away from the film Notting Hill.
This story will be filed. Every time anyone writes anything about me, they'll dig up these photos. Newspapers last forever. I'll regret this forever.
That was one of the harshest things that she said in that role, where she fell in love with Hugh Grant, who was, I think, a bookkeeper or a bookie. No, I ran a bookstore, right? And she went in looking for a book. Do I remember that right, Kenny? I think I do. I know I like the movie a lot, frankly. In 1999, oh my God, this
never saw it.
You never, well, of course
was
you
was. Was he the star or was she the star?
Well, there was the two of them were very good. They were paired well.
Was, no, I mean in life, because one of them was famous, I think.
Oh, she was famous.
Oh, yeah.
She, oh, was,
yeah,
no, definitely
she was famous. Yeah. She was an actress, and everybody knew who she was, and he was running a book, it was a bookstore, if I remember correctly. She just went in. She was doing a movie in England, and that's how it all got started. So it's just really kind of a cool thing. Got another clip from it, Richard?
The faint thing isn't really real.
You know, don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Really? And of course he said yes, who wouldn't? She's Julia Roberts.
Yes, and all boys who run bookstores look just like Hugh Grant.
Yeah, well, and are interested in bookie. Julia Roberts.
Right. Yeah. All right, but it's nice. It was a nice movie. I liked it a lot. It was a good movie. All right, so anyway, Shania Twain singing movie music starts movie moments. Chuck is not with us today, but we have some observations to make. Kenny and Richie and I, and just then Jennifer and Molly too, if they'd like to jump in. We have that coming up next way here on Good Day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work. The rain saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
Hey, Doug, it's 56 past the hour. Good day. Hmm. All right. So, anyways.
Wait a minute. Did I miss something?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was.
You're back.
Yes, I am. All right. So, you and Kenny were talking a fascinating discussion, and so I don't like to get in the way of fascinating discussions about.
So go.
You like that? You like that cover, Jennifer? It's pretty good, right?
Yes, I don't like to get in the way of a fascinating discussion, so by all means.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a movie that's coming out that the two of you were talking about.
It's Young and Old. Love and Mercy with John Cusack was released yesterday, and it's about the story. It's the story of Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to kind of figure it out because in watching the trailer, it's a kind of a parallel narrative covering the two specific time periods of Brian Wilson's life. The 1960s, when he was writing all the music for the Beach Boys and becoming famous, and the 1980s, when he kind of made his comeback and recovery from just being absolute whack job and crazy.
Yeah.
And it
looks like
a
good movie, actually.
But it's getting rave reviews, and people are saying, so it's got John Cusack and Paul Dano play Brian Wilson, and then Paul Giamatti is
I was going to say Giamatti was in it, too.
Giamatti kind of plays Brian Wilson's handler and gets in a fight over Brian Wilson's life with his girlfriend, who was played by Elizabeth Banks. It looks very, very cool.
Nice thing done.
When you have John Cusack playing Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, how do you go wrong with that movie?
Well,
you got to go see it.
It's hard. I mean, everybody knows what Brian Wilson looks like, and they've done a fairly good job of making these people look a little bit like Brian.
No, they don't do anything to Cusack. It's just Cusack.
No, but I mean, I think that there's a nice. Sometimes you like the feeling of more reality in these circumstances, and if you can do that in the makeup department, it looks to me, at least from what I saw the trip, a pretty good job. Anyway,
rumor is that Brian Wilson has recorded some new music for the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's on board with the movie.
It's good. He's kind of
growing up. I think he's a cameo in it.
He's growing up. All right, that's the story for movie. That's Movie Moments, Movie News. Doug Steffens, Good Day, 59 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.